counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Brian, only 25 shows left until 200. That's crazy.
It's true.
What
it's
do we wild. Get? I'm still contemplating what we're gonna do for our 200th episode. I've come up with ideas of fireworks in the booth.
The booth.
Yeah, in the booth. Yeah.
So our 200th and last radio show.
Yeah, doing it somewhere where we can have a live studio audience. And then have a really big name come and play live at the show, kind of like a Q sort of thing, like Shad would do for. But
I think you should have a hot dog eating contest
on the air, though.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound appetizing, and the sounds that would make that would not sound appetizing.
And it's not really a contest against people; it's just you eating hot dogs, and the contest is you not being sick
and you laughing,
yeah,
the whole time. Oh man! Well, we'll come up with something, but in the meantime, we'll bring.
We came up with it. I think we.
You think that's what it is? Well, then, if I'm going to do that, you've got to secure Shad for the show.
That could maybe happen.
All right, we've got the top 20 to count down for you this week. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland. You just heard him. He's in studio with me, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will I find at that website? You're probably asking yourself that right now. And if you didn't, I asked it for you. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus Community Radio Association and their many fine volunteers and some staff and all that sort of fine stuff. You will find the entire National Top 50 there every single week on late Tuesday evening. This week, we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. That top 50 list is made up of over 30 top 30 lists from campus community radio stations across the nation, as well as their specialty charts, including electronic, hip hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, as well as interviews, reviews, and so much more. So be sure to go check it out. As always, there's always a yearly countdown as well, and we'll be bringing you that in just about over a month's time.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that we've got a couple. We've been talking about this now for the last couple weeks, but we've got a couple of shows left. Then we're on hiatus for the holiday break. We do have a holiday show that we do here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM. And then when we come back in Janvier, that is my attempt at French. Did I do a good job?
Great.
Thank you. We'll have the top 20 of 2015. That's foolish. An entire year. So 175 episodes was what was last week. And that's close to that's 2.5 years of shows.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We've been doing this for 2.5 years?
Since April 2013.
When we had Grimes as our first interview.
Now try and get her.
200. That's what I'm going to do on 200. I am going to try and get Grimes to come back on the show live in studio.
All right.
It's probably not gonna happen, but I'll try. Anyway, so you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release, and we'll give you an interview. Package it all in the future. We love to do that, and we're happy to do it for you. So get in touch with us. And I think for 200 as well, I'm going to create a website. I think that's important. So there's going to be a lot of things. There's going to be a lot of things happen for the 200th episode. I'm going to have to start working on it now. I also need an angel investor because getting Grimes here is going to be tough. We'll webcast that one. So we've got the top 20. We have the lowdown. Steven's back this week too. So it's not Brian and I trying to piecemeal news together, although I think we did a good job. And Steven said, you'll hear in the first hour of the music news, I told him that you and I did the news. And he said he thought I was going to say, yeah, we did the news and it was really great, so we don't need you anymore. Bye. But we didn't. We still need him. We love to hear from Steven every week. And he's got some great music news to talk about this week. And the top 20, that's big. It's going to be, there's some movement. And I'm always surprised when I'm surprised this time of year, because you think that because there is some new music coming out, but things are pretty steady with the charts. Like there's, you know, there's been your top albums that have been out, but there's been a lot of movement in the top even five.
Yeah, over the past there's just weeks. So much good stuff out there right now, for sure. I mean, there always is the show, you know, there's never a week where I'm like, oh, no, you got to play all this garbage. It's always some really awesome stuff, as you'd expect. But
we never play
tons
garbage,
of right? great new music and just like lots of movement, for sure. We have a whole dozen debuts below the top 20 to tell you about.
Wow.
This week, so we'll tell you about that in the next hour of the program. We'll have to be relatively quick this time, but as we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, the number one spot's been fluctuating between three albums for basically 11 weeks now. The same three records have taken turns alternating at the top of the charts, and that has been Ought, US Girls, and Destroyer. And believe it or not, we actually have a different number one than those three artists that this week. Two of those albums are still on our top 20 on the charts. One of them is at number two, but we have a different album at number one. One that I thought for quite some time would be at the top, and it never quite made it. They've been on the charts now for 10 weeks and been floating around the top, and they are atop our charts this week. So you'll have to wait some time to find that out, or you can just skip it and go right to the website. But
don't be a cheater.
Don't do that, especially if you're driving.
Yeah.
You'll find out in a couple hours, and we'll be excited to bring it to you. There's lots of great stuff to bring you in before there as well.
And obviously, there's when we have new stuff jump up in the charts, some stuff has dropped off as well.
Yeah, for sure. And in addition to that, we do have a debut on our top 20 this week. We have two returns and one new album that will kick it all off way at the beginning of the show here in just a couple of seconds. But City and Color dropping from number 13 to number 27, from number 17 to number 26 is the newest Joanna Newsom record. From number 19 to 38, Telstar Drugs and Corb Lund was on our program for the first time last week at number 18, now down to number 47. So lots of big new stuff for you this week, and it's going to be a good one.
All right, we'll kick things off at number 20 and move up from there.
All right, this is our first and completely new album to us here, and we're going to kick it all off at number 20. Up for number 27 the week before, it is Chairs with a track from the album Drawn into Mazes called Cloudscape. After that, Raw Raw back into the show at number 19, up from number 37, their album Vessels and the track The First Night We Met. And we'll close out our first set of three with a Rough Song by Beach House from the album Thank Your Lucky Stars, dropping just two spots to number 18.
Here is I jumped the gun. I'm sorry. Don't fire me. I'm super excited because it's almost the holidays. That's what I'm chalked
You're
up to.
You're just giddy.
I am. Here's Cloudscape from Chairs, your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Morning lockdown, winter pains. Under blankets I can't change. As you walked on down the street, through the frozen mystery, I can't stand still. On these feet, chasing visions I can see. It's a monster in me, and it's coming for you. Take a look in your eyes, it's inside of you too. And I wanna collide in the beautiful world. I'm a mother machine, not a thing I can do. Collecting photos, they fill my mind. Lightning flashes half the time. Wrapped in purple, you held me tight. In
the Wild game played last night. I can't stand still on these feet, waking up to visions I can see.
I used to don't want to do what you're told. There's something about being in love that leaves you feeling cold. And I still remember that first night we met. I used for a coat and some cigarettes.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 18.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Rough Song by Beach House. Their newest and second album of 2015 on Sub Pop Records is called Thank Your Lucky Stars. It dropped just to number 18 from 16 the week before. Climbing its way back into our show at number 19, up from 37, was Raw Raw from the album Vessels. You heard The First Night We Met. And for the first time into the show, but the third week on the charts, charting on six stations and making it to number 20 on our charts this week, up from 27, was Chairs Drawn Into Mazes and the song Cloudscape. Kicking it all off on the Earshot 20 this week.
Awesome stuff. And so before we move on to some music, we've mentioned, I feel like I'm going to make your daughter a celebrity because I'm going to mention her on the show a lot, but I want to know now how, and I know you haven't been through a Christmas with a child, but how is this going to change things in terms of what you do at the holidays? Because I feel like having a kid, for me, I can go out and have many, many beverages as often as I want, but now you have responsibilities. Have you started to buy gifts yet?
I'm definitely not going to be buying her any gifts, but I know she's only going to be 2 months old. But I know other people will be buying her gifts for sure.
Not a scissor?
No. She won't even notice. She can't even open them. I'll have to open them. So I don't know. It's going to be fun. It'll be nice to have a little bit of time off around the holidays. That'll be particularly important. I mean, it's always nice to see family around the holidays, but now with our expanding family, and yeah, I don't know. Probably won't change things too much. I might expect people to come to us a bit more than. But she's been
all right. Fine.
She's been pretty good about getting out of the house, actually. So
two more important questions.
Yeah,
one,
sure.
Do you make her listen to our show? Because that's truly important.
No, I can't say that she's. Maybe she's been in the car a couple times when it was playing.
That's ridiculous. And two, is she coming on our Christmas show?
We'll see.
I hope so. She'll be a superstar. All right. We've got some more music to get to. And after this set of music, you're going to hear from Stephen, first hour of our music news. Won't delay. Here, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
All right. They're here again after being at the start of our charts last week at number 20, up to number 17, Casey and Clayton. Last week, Anthony was in love with the song Brunswick Stew from their album Strange Country. And this week, we're going to hear one called Down at the Dance Hall. And another Maritime Main Stay is Ben Kaplan at number 16, up from 32, back into our program again from the album Birds with Broken Wings. You're going to hear Canary.
I was only in love with the song because I like stew.
I know.
I love food.
I thought it was Brunswick. I thought that was what you're more interested in. It's the stew port part.
It was the stew portion.
Oh, okay. Well, next time I'll make sure I choose lots of food related songs. This week, I don't think there are any.
Well, that's okay. I'll hang out down at the dance hall. Huh? Here they are, Casey and Clayton, down at the dance hall. Number 17 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Spinning around, but I'd never let them see it through.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Ben Kaplan from the aptly titled song Canary from the album Burns with Broken Wings at number 16, back into our show, up from number 32, and at number 17, up from number 20, Casey and Clayton from the album Strange Country. We kicked off that set of tunes with Down at the Dance Hall.
It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we're taking a break from that right now to head to the phone line, catch up with Stephen Karlick. Stephen, I got to tell you, last week, because you weren't here, and we made some assumptions as to where you were.
Okay.
But were you at M for Montreal?
I was at M for Montreal.
Okay, because that's what we thought. And so Brian and I, we attempted a little bit of news, our hand at it, and it was not nearly as good as what you provide. So
I thought you were going, well, we tried our hand at news and we realized we don't need you.
Yeah. Goodbye. No, we do need you, because it wasn't as good as what you normally provide us. But we did it, and you're back now, so we get to take advantage of all of your knowledge. And here it comes, because we've got all kinds to talk about. And hold the phone, Adele's setting some records.
She is. Pretty crazy records, actually. whether you're an Adele fan or not, you might know that she just dropped her new album, 25. We kind of assumed it was going to be a smash success, but it's bigger than expected. It's only been out since November 20th, but it already has broken the single week U.S. album sales record, according to Nielsen Music. As Billboard reports, the album has now already sold at least 2,433,000 copies in the U.S., officially beating the record set by NSYNC's No Strings Attached on March 26, 2000. That's crazy for a number of reasons. First of all, CD sales obviously are not the same as they used to be. This was something we assumed would never, like, it was sort of one of those things that was assumed would never happen again, beating that record. Adele's last record, 21, came actually very close, and Taylor Swift's 1989. So just to give you an idea of how insane this is, Taylor Swift's 1989 debut just shy of 1.3 million copies. That is a full million copies less than this. So if you haven't heard it yet, you can listen to Adele's 25. I don't know if I'm sold on it. I like the single, Hello, I'll be honest. But I don't know if I'm feeling the rest of the record. Maybe it'll grow on me. Regardless, pretty big, pretty historic music news there.
I've listened to a bit of the record, and I like Adele, so I'm into it. But this is a pretty incredible feat for her as an artist, and she's so personable too. She's just a really great person and a great musician too.
Yeah, I sort of, maybe I like Adele more than I like her music.
Although
Rolling in the Deep is a jam.
That is, it's a good tune. Okay, we're going to move on to some more news, and it's news about Erykah Badu.
Yeah, Erykah Badu has been teasing us for a while that she would be following up this summer's Feel Better World mixtape with a new one titled But You Can't Use My Phone. We already heard her remix of Drake's Hotline Bling and Phone Down. If you haven't heard it yet, it is very good. But now full details for the upcoming release have been revealed. The 11-track offering will be available as an iTunes and Apple Music exclusive as of November 27th, getting a wide digital release on December 4th. She describes the sound on the new record as Trap and B, and notes that each song references phones and the human need to stay interconnected. It was recorded in Dallas with producer Zach Witnesson, and a press release notes that they experimented with EQs and filters using a tuning fork and Tibetan singing bowls to achieve a feeling they called aesthetic vibration. Like I said, that rendition of Drake's Hotline Bling appears on the new mixtape under the title Cellular Device, while other telephonic titles include Mr. Telephone Man, What's Your Phone Number, and I'll Call You Back. You can find the full track listing for that at exclaim.ca. Very exciting stuff. Erykah Badu, bit of a legend, so get excited for that one.
I think we need to get Erykah Badu and Adele together, and they can talk to each other.
Apparently, Drake and Adele have been in touch potentially about a Hotline Bling thing. Who knows? There is a comic, not a comic, but an illustration, a comic style illustration of the two circulating.
There's so many things. I mean, the Lionel Richie thing with Adele. Anyway, I digress. All right, we've got one more story to get to before this hour is complete, but our music news in this hour is up. And I assume by the title of this story, you get to own the very first copy of the Beatles' White Album?
If you have over $20,000, yes.
Oh, well, I'll just open my wallet.
So, obviously, any Beatles fan will know that their White Album, when it was initially pressed in 1968, each one came with its own serial number stamped on the cover. And the first four copies of that White Album belonged to each of the four Beatles. While it was always believed that John Lennon owned number one, that was put to rest when Ringo Starr recently pulled it out of a bank vault where he'd been storing it for auction this past week. Starr is selling the very first copy of the album through auction house Julian's. As you can see in a photo of the LP at exclaim.ca, the LP has its impressive number pressed right onto the jacket cover. The album is estimated to sell for up to 60,000 US at the auction. It will take place December 3rd to 5th, although it was started at a starting price of $20,000. So, if you have lots and lots of money at your disposal, you can buy that. The money will go to charity, of course. So a very cool way to raise money for charity and a very cool thing to own, if you ask me. The White Album is my favorite Beatles album. Come at me.
So are you going to be bidding, or do you have an investor offshore that's looking after it for you?
I was beaten before it began.
Oh, God. Oh, well, it seems like it'll go for a lot of money, and whoever gets their hands on it, hopefully they are a huge fan and will treat it with the prestige it needs to be treated with, for sure.
Maybe maybe they'll be one of those, you know, like people who sign up, or who line up to be the first one to own like a Nintendo Wii or whatever, and then they smash it in front of everyone.
Oh, that's rough. That would be rough.
Yeah.
All right, we've got more music to get to. So, Stephen, we're going to hang on line, and we will be back with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
It's our one debut in the program this week, and it's a big one for the Soup Cans. Their newest record coming out on Telephone Explosion at number 15. It is called Soft Party. You're going to hear a track from that one called Postmordial. After that, we'll hear from LV at number 14, up one spot, Return to the Moon, and the track Paul is Alive.
Makes you better to be different, and that's fine. never heard of anybody coming back. Nobody stays above out of the ways of love. Nobody stays above out of the ways of love. Inside the jockey club of me.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Paul is Alive by Elvi at number 14, up one spot. Return to the Moon is their debut record for 4AD. And debuting pretty high at number 15 is the Soup Cans from the album Soft Party. You heard Postmortal coming our way from the fine record label of Telephone Explosion.
The Soup Cans.
The Soup Cans.
I love it.
I figured you would.
I love soup. I like stew. Like chowders. I like everything. See, you did have a bit of a food theme going on.
I didn't choose that one. The listeners across Canada that happen.
Good for them, because they know I love food. We've got a few more tracks before this hour is complete in the first 10 of the Top 20 Countdown. Of course, if you've missed any part of the program, you want to go back and check it out. There are some ways you can do that. We'll tell you about that at the end of the program. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
Well, there's a couple of record labels that have had some really big years and often have big years. One of them being Consolation, the other 4AD. And 4AD has four albums represented on the charts this week. We just heard from one, and we're going to hear from two more in this set of tunes. We're going to kick it all off here at number 13, down from number 8. It is Deer Hunter from the album Fading Frontier. Here is the lead single from that record, Snakeskin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20
by U.S. Girls at number 11 this week, down from number 4 from the album Half Free. You heard Navy and Cream. Our Love We Sing before that by Esmarine. Other Voices is their new album on Constellation. It's at number 12, down from number 9. And at number 13, down from number 8, Deer Hunter from Fading Frontier. We kicked off that fine set of tunes with Snakeskin.
All right, that rounds out the first 10 of the top 20 from the Earshot charts at earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we do this countdown every week out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. The show is recorded and then broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also download the program from radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around in the next hour of the program. The top 10, Steven's back, Brian's got the lowdown, it is jam-packed, and some surprises for you.
Whoa.
In the top 3. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.